Okay, so I was reading this paper on steering and it just immediately made me think of the mess we've been dealing with in production.
Yeah?
Right now, if you want to steer a model, like inject a direction into the hidden states to push it towards some behavior, you have to try a steering strength, generate the whole thing, call a judge model, see if it worked, and if not, try again. It's expensive.
And the same steering coefficient just doesn't work across different prompts or concepts.
Exactly. So this paper, when is your LLM steerable? They're basically asking, can you tell if steering is going to work before you finish decoding? Like, from the first few tokens.
That's interesting. So the hypothesis is that early hidden states encode information about whether the intervention will eventually succeed.
Right. And there's precedent for this. Other work has shown that hidden states early on predict hallucination, correctness, harmfulness. So why not steering efficacy?
Okay, that's actually a solid framing.
So to test it, they built this massive dataset, a steer 1.4 million steer generations across 150 concepts, each one labeled for whether the steering succeeded, understeered or oversteered.
Wait, three categories?
Yeah. Understeer means the concept didn't get incorporated into the response. Oversteer means the model fixated on the concept and broke coherence, couldn't actually answer the prompt anymore. And success is both, you get the concept and the response and you still answer the question.
That's cleaner than treating it as binary pass-fail.
Because the failure modes are different. You need to know which way you're failing to know how to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
So they take those 1.4 million examples and extract features from the hidden states. Not just at the steering layer, they're comparing states across the whole network, layer by layer, and across the first few decoding steps.
So the feature set is basically, how does the steering perturbation propagate downward through the layers and forward through time?
Yes. They're capturing the geometry of how this...
And then they train a classifier on that.
GBDT, gradient boosting decision trees. Feed it those early hidden state features and it predicts whether you're going to succeed, understeer, or oversteer.
How does it generalize?
Around 0.7 macro F1 on unseen concepts. So it's seen 150 concepts during training and when they test it on new ones, it still hits that score.
Okay, that's actually pretty solid. I would have expected worse drop-off.
Right? And then they use the predictor as a guide for steering strength search. Instead of grid searching over coefficients with full rollouts, you use the predictor to narrow down which strengths are even worth trying.
How much cost do you save?
They hit near optimal performance with a small fraction of decoding cost. So you're not sacrificing quality, you're just not wasting compute on attempts that the predictor already flagged as likely to fail.
That makes sense. The key insight is that the model's behavior in the first few tokens is structurally informative about the long-term outcome.
Exactly. Like, the hidden states after steering but before full generation already encode whether the intervention took hold.
This is such a measure of the thing you want to optimize moment.
Right? We've been throwing away that signal. You steer, you generate, you judge, but you never look at whether the steering actually landed in the first place.
The one thing I'd want to know is whether the predictor is actually learning steering geometry or just picking up on this prompt is harder. This concept is harder in general.
That's fair. The paper shows feature importance. They do some interpretability work showing that the layer-by-layer propagation features actually matter, not just prompt or concept difficulty.
Okay, good. Because if it's just learning, this concept is always hard to steer toward. That's less useful for the search application.
From a product angle, this is huge. Right now, you're burning tokens on failed steering attempts. This lets you predict failure early and either skip the attempt, adjust the strength, or try a different concept.
Yeah. And if you're running agents that steer models at inference time, which is getting more common, every failed attempt costs real time and compute. Yeah, that dataset is the thing other people are going to build on.
For sure. All right, I'm going to stop burning cycles on steering attempts that were doomed from token one.